Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Confession of Faith. Excuse me. Week 47. Only a few more of these to go this year. And we are on the last article of the Baptist Faith and Message. I still have not decided if I'm going to do this article again next week or get right into some Bible passages. We're going to end the year the same way we begun the year, of doing passages or verses from Scripture. In the middle and the bulk of the year, we've done these articles from the Baptist Faith and Message. And since we did Article 18 last week on the family, what I'll do today is read the first paragraph again and then look at one cross-reference from Scripture, zooming in on the foundational truth underneath all of these issues that come up in this article. That'll make sense when we get to it. Let me go ahead and pray, and then we'll look at the first paragraph and that cross-reference. Father, we worship you today. We remember you in this week of Thanksgiving. Particularly, we give thanks to you and remember all that you've done in our lives. By way of your providence, by way of your salvation, using us according to your purpose, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit and for your word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Article 18, the family. God has ordained the family. That means he came up with the idea, he put it in place. Ordained. He designed it, he put it in place. He has ordained the family as the foundational institution of human society. It is composed of persons related to one another by marriage, blood, or adoption. You have family, but who is it that makes up the family? Human beings. The foundational truth underneath all of these things is man in the image of God. Man made in the image of God, created by God, but created by God uniquely in God's image. So you have here the family, right, is the foundational institution. Then you have marriage, defining marriage, man and woman in covenant, right? Here again, husband and wife, their relation to one another, their roles, their duties, and then you have down here, children. But if you don't understand who people are, then you're not going to get too far in applying these, or even believing these, or honoring these, much less upholding them, and really striving to teach these truths of this article. Man made in the image of God. Genesis 1, 26 through 27, toward the end of the creation account. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image." There you have it, right there. God is making man in his image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion. This is a role of ruling. And let them have dominion, middle of verse 26, over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on earth. So you have God as the great king of this world, capital K. He has dominion over all things. But on earth, he's given dominion to man to rule over, to be a steward of the earth that God created. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God as the creator, and then man as made in God's image. This is foundational to understanding family, marriage, children, anything that has to do with human existence, human civilization or society, how we should behave, how we should treat one another, just not only who we are, but deeper than that, what we are. What are we? Where do we come from? We're beings created in the image of God, and that can mean several things. You know, at the base of it, it means we're made for special fellowship with God. We can have a relationship with God in a way that animals cannot, stones cannot, trees cannot. We can have a special communion with God, a special fellowship with God as made in his image. It also means we're moral creatures, and we're to be moral reflections of God in the world. And before the fall into sin, Adam and Eve were just that. And even though now we are fallen into sin and corrupt, and we are not accurate representations and reflections of God's character in the world, we're still moral creatures. We're morally corrupt, but we're not amoral. There is right and there is wrong. So we are made for special communion and fellowship with God. We're in His image. We are moral creatures made to obey Him and honor Him and worship Him and have and be spiritual reflections, real concrete reflections of God's character. Special fellowship with God, special reflections, moral creatures. We're His representatives to rule on His behalf, which I said earlier with this word dominion. And if you take the time to go ahead and study Genesis 1, Genesis 2, you'll see this idea of dominion is given firm and clear roots in the Bible. You know, this is just that this is the beginning of the Bible. We are created to have dominion, but we're supposed to have dominion according to God's purpose, according to God's character, according to God's commands, and on and on and on. So, man as, first of all, God as the creator, and man is made in God's image. We are moral creatures. We are made for relationship with God. And we are made to rule on this earth in a godly way as representatives of God, representatives of the great King of creation. If we don't believe that, all of this in Article 18 will be gibberish to us. If we don't understand that there is a God who created the world and created us, and humans are uniquely in God's image, and what that means, we'll get to Article 18 and start reading about that God's ordained the family, and we'll just reject that right out of hand, and then they'll start talking about the nature of marriage, and we'll reject that right out of hand, and then what it says about children, we'll reject that right out of hand. We'll reject all of this because we'll, you know, if we reject God as creator and man as made in God's image, where are we? Where are we? We're just in relativism and subjectivism and being arbitrary. And we get to determine who man is. We get to determine if there is a God, what if there is, what He's like. If there is, and if He made us, well, what are His requirements for us? And what are we? How are we supposed to? It's completely subjective. It's completely arbitrary. So we have to get grounded in God as creator. Man is made in God's image. Now these other things will start to make sense and start to fall into place, and we can understand the true value and true purpose of the family, of marriage, of children, and its proper biblical context. So, there is a God, and He made the world, all that is in it. He made the stars, He made the sun, He made the moon, He made the universe, He made us uniquely in His image. We are to love Him, worship Him, and of course we do that through faith in Jesus. Father, we thank You for Jesus. Thank You for His life, His death, His resurrection, and His Holy Spirit that You've given to us. It's in His name we pray. Amen. All right, well, God bless you, and happy and safe Thanksgiving. You will be in my prayers this Thanksgiving, and I look forward to seeing you this Lord's Day for the 48th Lord's Day, and next week for Confession of Faith, week 48. God bless you.